Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Nigerian Air Force says it has attacked four different locations near the border with Cameroon, killing 35 jihadists. The strikes in the northeast of the country were in response to attempted attacks on Nigerian ground troops in the area. Temesgen Debesai reports.
The airstrike was the latest by the Nigerian military as it tackles a resurgence of attacks in the country's troubled northeast. The Islamist groups Boko Haram and the Islamic State West Africa province have recently intensified operations in the region, overrunning military bases, killing soldiers and seizing weapons. In a statement, the Nigerian Air Force said its strike highlighted its commitment to supporting ground troops with air power. Nigeria has been battling jihadist groups for more than a decade. Attacks have again intensified since the beginning of the year.
The army in Mali has acknowledged that it has abandoned a central town that's been overrun by jihadist militia, but it describes its withdrawal as strategic. The town of Farabougou fell after a three-day siege. Here's David Bamford.
Soldiers and most civilians are reported to have fled Farabougou, a town in central Mali that's been under attack since Tuesday. A local official told the French news agency that insurgents from the Al-Qaeda-linked group JNIM now control the town. He said they had even held Friday prayers in the main mosque. An army spokesman said the military were planning to retake Farabougou. For more than a decade, Mali has faced violence from Al-Qaeda and Islamic State-linked fighters, as well as separatist Tuareg groups.
There have been scuffles between police and protesters across the UK during demonstrations against asylum seekers being housed in hotels. Police had to separate rival groups in places where anti-racism campaigners mounted counter-rallies. These two men were from opposing sides of a protest in Liverpool.
We're being invaded. There's 100,000-plus people who've come by small boats. They're being placed in houses next door on my street. Yeah, on my street, they're coming.
The UK needs to do its share to deal with the incredible humanitarian crisis that's going on in the world, in part because of policies of our own government.
The government is seeking to overturn a decision by a British court to block the use of a hotel near London for asylum seekers. Bolivia's Supreme Court has ordered a review of cases against the former president, Jeanine Añez, and a high-profile opposition leader who've been in prison for several years. The ruling comes a week after the Socialist Party suffered a heavy defeat in presidential and congressional elections. Ms. Añez and a former governor of Santa Cruz were accused of staging a coup against the former left-wing leader Evo Morales in 2019. This is the World News from the BBC. Thousands of people have again joined rallies across Israel demanding a ceasefire deal in Gaza. The demonstrators say the military's plans to seize control of Gaza City will endanger the lives of the remaining hostages. Tamit Sabari is one of the protesters in Tel Aviv.
We are here to protest against the Israeli government and specifically about Benjamin Netanyahu sabotaging again and again a deal of releasing the hostages and bringing them back home. We want all the hostages back home, the ones that are dead to be buried as proper and the ones that are alive back to rehabilitation. We want them home and we want them home now and it's in our hands.
The former defence minister, Benny Gantz, has called for the opposition to join a temporary unity government to help free the captives. State media in North Korea says its leader, Kim Jong-un, has overseen the test firing of two new air defence missiles. The report said the weapons had superior combat capability and used a unique technology, without giving more details. The tests come after Pyongyang accused South Korea of fomenting tensions at the border. South Korea and the United States have been conducting large-scale joint military exercises in the region since Monday. Iranian state media say the country's security forces have shot dead six militants in Sistan-Baluchistan province. It follows the killing in the same region on Friday of five Iranian police officers by unknown attackers. The Pope has said he's delighted that Britain has agreed to hand the Chagos Islands to Mauritius. Pope Leo told a group of refugees from the archipelago in the Indian Ocean the decision would help repair a grave injustice. Under a deal signed in May, Mauritius will gain sovereignty of the Chagos but allow the US and the UK to continue operating a key military base. Britain bought the islands in the 1960s. BBC News.
Welcome to the Inquiry.